Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. On today's show, Pamela Greenwald joins us to talk about Rose Garden Angels, a nonprofit she founded that uses roses as horticultural therapy to help returning veterans suffering from PTSD and other disorders. It's a show you don't want to miss. Stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Hey y'all, it's Chris Van Cleef. I'm the creator of the Rose Chat Podcast. For me, growing roses has become a passion. My membership in the American Rose Society has helped me to create the rose garden of my dreams, right in my own backyard. I also enjoy the camaraderie and support of a network of rose growers who are eager to share, learn, and grow together. To learn more about membership in the American Rose Society, visit their website, rose.org.
Hey, Pam, welcome to Rose Chat.
Hey, how are you? I'm happy to be here.
We're so glad to have you. Now, before we start talking about roses, I want to talk a little bit about you and the work you do. My word, I read you grow over 2,000 varieties and all organically.
That is correct. I've really lost count. It's probably who knows how many more than that.
Yeah. You know, that seems to be a common theme amongst rosarians. Well, I have 2,000-ish.
Yeah, because you can't just have one. You know, you have to have the next one and the next one and the next one.
Right. Well, we're noticing that in our world for sure. We are certainly noticing that in our world. Now, do you sell both modern and old garden roses?
Yes, I do. I sell everything from David Austin. I'm licensed with David Austin now to grow their roses. I'm licensed with Weeks, so I grow all the Weeks roses, Del Bard, some Cordis, many modern roses, many old hybrid teas from the past and Floribundus from the past, you know, as well as the usual 1800s heritage roses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm reading, too, that you also carry some from what I call up-and-coming hybridizers, like Kim Rupert, Paul Barden.
Veeru from India, Veeru Varagahavan, mm-hmm. is also
Absolutely.
Allowing me to grow his wonderful roses, which are really good for the South. He's using our Rosa Gigantea in his breeding, so everything is really big and beautiful and blousy and gorgeous.
Now, you started something a couple of years ago for the veterans, and we'd love to hear all about it.
Well, it's the nonprofit is called Rose Garden Angels Incorporated, and the way we started with one veteran 2 years ago. Now we have 8 veterans growing roses at their homes from cuttings. They get their cuttings from me, and they get all their supplies from me. And then they produce these gallon pots and one color pot, a blue pot, full of old garden roses. Mostly we're just doing old garden roses because the name of this company, it's a wholesale company and it's called the Old Garden Rose Company. And we also are using the national label Homegrown by Heroes. So every rose has a tag on it that says Homegrown by Heroes. And every veteran gets paid for every rose they grow. And then the money that we get from selling the roses wholesale to, say, an Ace Hardware goes back into the nonprofit to help keep it sustainable and pay the veterans for more roses that they grow. Each garden center has a poster with veterans on it. Everybody gets a brochure with showing the veterans and who they are. And we have a care and handling. These are all organic, organically grown. So we have a care instructions. And our goal is to have a picture of every rose and a description of it.
You know, when you think about pairing roses with veterans, you know, that's a real recipe for some horticultural therapy.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, is horticulture therapy. We got our beginning started with a small grant from Wounded Warrior Project in Jacksonville. And these guys, we actually have two women and six men. One is in Virginia. And the funny thing, the man in Virginia, and he went to his church and he asked them if they would be interested in getting the roses, the saints, you know, like St. David's and souvenir to St. Anne's and Pope John Paul and all these kinds of roses that have these names, religious names, and they went wild. And so he's branching off into something he's going to do with us, you know, for us, and he's going to call it Holy Roses.
I love that.
And this is like this, and they all want these roses. They're like all like really excited about this now. He's hooked into this thing, and I told him he can keep, you know, a lot of the proceeds from the sales of these roses, and he's going to put rose gardens into the churches.
That's incredible.
So you just never know where it's going to branch out.
You start putting roses in people's hands, and it does make a difference. It's going to change things, mm-hmm. Changing things in a huge way for these veterans.
Oh, they just love it. They really love it. And they come and they help me in the nursery, and, you know, when they leave here, some of them have had some serious releases, you know, just from being around the roses. They break down and cry. And I have a beautiful video of them. And one of them is in the video and he's saying, this is just the greatest thing in his life right now is growing these roses. He loves it so much. And, you know, I know how it is because I'm so hooked on it myself. I love it so much. And this is why I started this, because I wanted to share that love, you know, of growing them.
Well, I'll tell you, I've solved a lot of life's problems digging in my rose garden.
Yeah.
The therapy that it gives to me, and, you know, I haven't even begun to experience some of the things that our veterans have gone through.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's nothing like it.
It's an incredible
yeah.
program.
And they can keep whatever roses they want for themselves, so they also plant their own roses that they grow, and they can give the roses to their loved ones, like, you know, family and friends. You get so much from it. It's not just growing them to sell them. It's everything.
Again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, we had a great time chatting with Pam about this very special program for veterans, as well as about growing roses organically. Now, we're saving that part of the conversation for another episode. To learn more about Pam's wonderful programs and about all of the awesome roses that she grows, visit her website at angelgardens.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast, and we thank you for listening. Until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.